Hey, it's Michael Kerr here. You're listening to Humor at Work. So I want to talk about how you can act your way to a better mood. You know, I worked with someone a long time ago, back in my government days, who never ever smiled. This guy was the biggest fun sucker you could imagine. And whenever he said something even remotely positive, I always wanted to say to him, "Why don't you tell your face?" As it turns out, that was not bad advice for not just him, but for all of us. Here, in fact, are three scientifically proven ways to give yourself a happiness boost at work in just a few minutes, according to research presented in the book 59 Seconds, Think a Little, Change a Lot by Richard Wiseman. A great book. I highly recommend it. Here are three ways to boost your happiness, according to research. Number one, imagine a situation that would make you smile and just start smiling for at least 30 seconds, no matter how stressed or grumpy you may feel. In other words, behave your way to a better mood. Several studies confirm that people who are forced to smile by holding a pencil between their teeth report feeling happier and having a more positive sense of humor. So grab a pencil and try it. You know you want to. Number two, sit up straight. Studies have shown people in control groups who sit up straight for just 3 minutes are much happier than people who slouch in their chairs. So act your way to a better mood by being aware of your posture. And third, walk and move in a more relaxed and expressive way. People who purposefully walk with a spring in their step, who swing their arms more freely and gesture more expressively, report feeling much happier. And again, it only takes a few minutes for an impact to be felt on your mood. The added benefit of acting like you're happy and telling your face and body that you're happy is that it will make you more approachable, likable, and attractive to the people around you, which will help boost your mood even higher. And now my fun at work tip. Take the time with your team to share highlights from your summer. As I'm doing this podcast, summer's winding down, autumn's around the corner. So take some time to share your summer highlights, even if, you know, you only had a staycation this summer. Schedule a special summer memories luncheon or barbecue, or have everyone bring in three photos that capture the essence of their summer and do a rotating slideshow where everyone gets just three slides to recap their summer before passing it along to the next person. And the quote of the week by Shirley MacLaine: "The person who knows how to laugh at himself will never cease to be amused." And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, here's some accidental humor I came across recently on a church bulletin board. For those of you who have children and don't know it, we have a nursery downstairs. On a help wanted ad: door-to-door sales, no experience needed, prefer male or female. And a sign in a bar: "The manager has personally passed all the water served here." Well, until next time, everyone, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success. And as always, check out my latest book, The Humor Advantage, Why Some Businesses Are Laughing All the Way to the Bank, at thehumoradvantage.com.